This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Bla. Three persons, including a child, were killed and three were injured in heavy landslides triggered by incessant rainfall in West Garo Hills district of Meghalaya yesterday. The State Disaster Management Force has been engaged in rescue operations. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, who is reviewing the situation, has urged the residents to stay safe and vigilant. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over parts of northeast and south India. The IMD said Assam, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sub-Himalayan, Western Bengal and Sikkim are expected to witness heavy rainfall over the next 2 days. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said that 22,000 bighas of forest area in Orang National Park has been freed from encroachment. He mentioned that the national park is now directly linked with Kasiranga and the Burha Chapori Wildlife Sanctuary, which created an unhindered 180-kilometer-long protected area for animals. In a social media post, the Chief Minister said that this huge area would now sustain diverse forms of flora and fauna and solidify Assam as a biodiversity hotspot. He added that the move is part of the Assam government's commitment to preserve its rich diversity. The first ever adventure tourism conclave in Meghalaya was organized in Shillong yesterday with Odisha Deputy Chief Minister Parvati Parida and Meghalaya Tourism Minister Paul Lindor gracing the inaugural session of the chief guest and guest of honor respectively. Speaking to reporters, the Odisha Deputy Chief Minister said she was impressed with the potential of Meghalaya in tourism sector. Parida also appreciated the role of women in the matrilineal society and said that self-help groups from Odisha would be sent to learn about the matrilineal society. According to her, it will be a great women if SHGs from both the states can do something together in the field of handicrafts. Meanwhile, Tourism Minister Paul Lindor said that the conclave is a great platform to provide visibility to Meghalaya's tourism. He said that the Meghalaya government is also looking forward to work with the Odisha government to promote tourism. Participants from various states of the northeastern region attended the conclave. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang yesterday announced an initiative for the welfare of lumberjacks working under the Forest and Environment Department while addressing the inherent risks and challenges associated with their work. He said that similar insurance facilities will soon be extended to all other workers engaged in high-risk professions across the state. This announcement was made during the State Disaster Risk Reduction Day program organized by the Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority at Chintan Bhavan in Gangtok. The Chief Minister also stressed on the importance of collaboration and community participation in the disaster mitigation efforts because disaster preparedness and mitigation measures can only be succeeded with a strong public support. The program was attended by ministers, MLAs and other officials. In Meghalaya, an annual pre-puja all-faith get-together of harmony organized by the Central Puja Committee in Shillong set the tone for the ensuing Durga Puja festivities. The Shillong Hindu Dharma Sabha, which is celebrating Durga Puja for the 125th year, hosted the meeting at the Opera Hall in the Jagannath Mandir premises yesterday. Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijay Shankar led a prayer session of a peace, trust and friendship among all communities. The Governor lauded the Central Puja Committee for creating a platform for coming together of different faiths. He said that it is a shining example that can be followed in other states of the country as well. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.